I don't know about you, but I'm really, really excited about the healing power of Jesus and the series that we've been going through and are continuing to go through. It just really encourages me no end to hear the testimonies and of individual people, and not just on the Sunday nights, but also, you know, on the Wednesday nights when we come together to hear what God has done, even in those couple of days in between. And I'm excited about tonight, and I'm excited about Wednesday already. Okay, so we're going to look at Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 28. If you've got a Bible with you, Matthew 15, 21 to 28, and I'm just going to pray first and ask for God's blessing on his word. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we've enjoyed just worshipping you, Lord God, and saying that you are our God, our King, and loving you, Lord God, in these acts of worship as we sing these songs. So, Lord, we want to continue to offer our love to you and our worship to you as we turn now to your word. And we pray, Spirit of the living God, that as you are here and are moving among us, that you would open our ears to hear wonderful things from out of the word and open our eyes to see wonderful things in it, please. Lord, we love you. We love your word, and we want to glorify Jesus in the word tonight because it's all about him. And as we glorify and honor Jesus, we know that the Father is glorified and honored in him. And we ask, please, Spirit of God, that you would just help us now. Amen.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 15, verse 21, then Jesus went out from there. He's been traveling around. As you know, Jesus traveled around Israel and further afield ministering to many people. And we're saying that when he went out from there, from one of the Jewish areas, he departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon, or Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. I'm going to read this again in a second. But to understand the full context of what is going on here, you also have to read the same account in Mark chapter 7. Now, I'm not going to do that, but it's there in Mark chapter 7. And you get a wee bit more insights into what's going on as well. But I'll hopefully draw the two of them together as we look at this again. Then Jesus went out from there, a Jewish area, and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs, or to the little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. So let's just go through this again briefly. Traveling to the region of Tyre and Sidon, this is basically southern Lebanon. Southern Lebanon. It is a predominantly Gentile area, a non-Jewish area. And there from Mark's Gospel we read that Jesus entered the home of someone. And we were talking about this earlier, that there's a lot of times in the Bible where you'll see Jesus just did things. You think, how did these people know this? Or how did Jesus know these people? Because the Bible doesn't tell us everything. But here in southern Lebanon, Jesus was going to somebody's home that he knew. And it says that in Mark's Gospel, he wanted no one to know that he was there. In other words, he was looking for a wee break. That's what it looks like. He just didn't want anybody to know. His head was done in. But of course, the word got out. And a woman, we're told in Mark's Gospel, a Syrophoenician by birth, came to Jesus crying out to him for mercy and help. So Jesus, a Jew, is in a non-Jewish area, and a woman from a completely different area, non-Jew, comes to Jesus. "My daughter is severely demon-possessed. Please help her." And at first, Jesus just seemed to completely ignore her pleas. But she persisted until the disciples urged Jesus, "Send her away. She's a nuisance. Send her away." And the woman came and fell at Jesus' feet and worshipped him. And Jesus said, "Look, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Let the children first be filled." And when I read this wee verse, I laugh so much because, you know, when you get all these different versions of the Bible, there's the King James Version, there's the New King James Version, there's the Good News Version. There's also one called the Murderer's Bible. And it's called the Murderer's Bible because they made a typographical error when they were printing this. And in this verse, it actually says, Jesus says, "Let the children first be killed." Instead of "let the children first be filled." And so it's become known as the Murderer's Bible. So he says, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Let the children first be filled." Speaking of the people of Israel. And then he went on, "For it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Hear what Jesus is saying. "And the woman answered, 'Yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table.' And Jesus answered, 'Oh, woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed that very hour." Simple enough wee story. Let's take a few minutes to look again at what is happening here. You see, I believe that Jesus didn't and doesn't make mistakes. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing, therefore, in his ministry happened or happens today by chance. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
I believe that Jesus went to this Gentile region because he had a divine appointment with this woman. She, a mother with a demon-possessed daughter, had heard all about Jesus, and she sought him out that he might help her and cast the demon out of her child. But already you see something of her faith, because she didn't bring the child with her. She was prepared to accept the word of Jesus. In the culture of Jesus' day, it was considered totally improper for a woman to directly address a man. But this woman knew, for the sake of her daughter, she had to get Jesus' attention and his help. And Jesus' response to her pleadings, to be quite honest with you, it looks like it's rude. It looks like Jesus is being really unkind. In fact, it looks like Jesus is being intolerant and totally offensive. "It is not good to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs." Now, if Jesus was guilty of any of these things, then Jesus was not without sin. If Jesus was rude to this woman, if he was, as I've said, unkind, if he was intolerant, in fact, if he was being offensive, then he was not without sin. Because love is not rude. Love is not unkind. Love is not intolerant. And love is not offensive. If Jesus publicly said today what he said then, the Equality Commission would probably take him to court. His response seems to be not politically correct. And some people say to me, "Oh, but you read the Bible wrong. He's not actually addressing the woman when he says it's wrong to give the food for the children to the dogs. He's saying it to the disciples." But you can bat around it whatever way you like. The fact is, this is what Jesus said. "I'm here first for the Jews. It's not good to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs." Or some people like to put in "little dogs" to make them sound like the wee household pets. Is Jesus calling this woman who is desperately seeking his help, his mercy and his grace, is he calling her a dog? Absolutely not. I mean, Jesus had earlier spoken about being sent to the lost sheep of Israel. And yet none of us believe that to be derogatory or rude when he speaks of Israel as the lost sheep. He speaks here of how wrong it would be to take food prepared for children and give it to the dogs, even if they were pets. And you know what? Read it again and again and again. You will never find anything that shows that this woman was offended by what Jesus said, because she knew he was not being insulting. The woman certainly didn't seem offended, nor did she complain about racial intolerance or discrimination. She understood what Jesus meant and responded, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." You see, the woman's faith was such that what she was saying to the people that were in that house is this: Jesus, even a crumb from you will be enough to heal my daughter. Yeah. That much from you will be enough to heal my daughter. I didn't need to bring my daughter with me and drag her from wherever it was to come to you, because I know that much from you will be enough. And Jesus recognized her great faith and said, "Let it be to you as you desire. For this saying, go your way, the demon has gone out of your daughter." And her daughter was healed that very hour. And briefly, let me read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Paul writes these words: "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked. It thinks no evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails." Did love triumph in this account of the Syrophoenician woman coming to Jesus? Of course it did. Jesus didn't and still doesn't make mistakes. Nothing in his ministry happened or happens today by chance. Jesus didn't just decide to go to the region of southern Lebanon for a wee break. I believe Jesus, who does what he sees the Father doing, in fact only did what he saw the Father doing, I believe Jesus had a divine appointment with this woman. And Jesus knew she would be there and that he would be there to meet her and help her. You see, love triumphs. It is true what Jesus said, that he came first for the Jews. As the Apostle John says, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But at the end of his earthly ministry, and I think it was Rita read this out recently, at the end of his earthly ministry, before going back to the Father in heaven, Jesus told his disciples, "Go you into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone." He came first for the people of Israel. But when his ministry on earth had finished, his physical ministry had finished, he told his disciples, "Go you into all the world now and preach the gospel to everyone." And although salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, it is, as Jesus said, of the Jews, yet it is offered to the Gentiles. And thank God it is, because most of us wouldn't be saved. It's offered to Gentiles of every nation, tribe and tongue. The love, determination and the persistence of the Syrophoenician woman should teach us all not to give up when we face difficulties in life, or as we pray for others, but rather we should keep seeking Jesus until we find him and get his mercy and help. You see, a crumb from Jesus is enough. But when we find him, he responds, and we see that he does far more exceeding abundantly than we could ever ask or think. And so as we once again tonight take time to wait upon the Lord, let this woman's faith inspire us to act and come to Jesus for mercy and help. A crumb is more than enough. And you know what? He has a divine appointment with each of us tonight. Let's meet with him as we wait upon the Spirit of God. Father, in the name of Jesus.